Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the SageNet Center. Presented by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, more than 350 exhibitors will showcase the latest ag products and services. Enjoy live cattle equipment demonstrations and daily horse training seminars with Craig Cameron. You could win $1,000 in show bucks daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. For details and an interactive floor plan, visit TulsaFarmShow.com.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. Well, while at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, our own Macy Carter got to talk to the executive head of Terrain, John Newton, talking a little bit about election results, the pending farm bill, and the first 100 days of President-elect Trump's administration. Newton believes there is a good chance that the farm bill will reach completion during the lame duck session of Congress.
Well, there are a couple reasons. Number one, if you get into 2025, the farm bill math changes. We have Chairman Thompson has to move a farm bill again out of committee, which he was able to do this year on a bipartisan basis. They have to do it again. The farm bill math will change. That means CBO baselines will change. So how we score the changes in the farm bill programs will be impacted. So if you want to avoid that, and if you want to avoid trying to get a bipartisan farm bill done while at the same time dealing with tax reform and reconciliation, now's the time to do that in the lame duck.
Newton said if we wait, we get complications because things have to get done quickly.
Well, I think the plate gets full once you get into 2025. Like I said, there's expiring Tax Cut and Jobs Act provisions that need to be dealt with. There's potential reconciliation, which may include those tax provisions. The farm economy's not getting any better. USDA's projection is for lower corn, lower soybean prices, lower oat prices, lower barley prices, flat wheat prices, flat cotton prices. So next year, the economic environment is more challenging. Input costs are going to remain high. There's an opportunity to get a farm bill done now, get it over the finish line, that enhances the risk management tools that farmers are going to need next spring when they get out and start sowing a crop.
To hear the complete conversation with John Newton, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the Senate has unanimously passed a bill introduced by Senators James Lankford and Mark Wayne Mullen to name the new Veterans Administration's 75,000-square-foot, 58-bed medical surgical hospital in Tulsa the James Mountain Inhofe VA Medical Center in honor of the life and legacy of the late Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, who tirelessly served our military, veterans, and their families for his entire public service career. Lankford helped ensure the hospital received funding to commence construction back in 2020 and helped ensure the skyrocketing inflation of the hospital the last 3 years did not interrupt the construction schedule with the additional unforeseen cost. Representative Kevin Hearn is introducing companion legislation into the House of Representatives. This is one of the most fitting honors we can give to Senator Inhofe for his decades of dedicated service to our veterans and their families, said Lankford. Taking care of our military and veterans was at the top of Senator Inhofe's priorities. Many of our heroes and their families will never know all he did for them and the ways he shaped good national defense policies. He ensured we kept our promise to those who wore the cloth of our nation. You've got farm news.
Don't miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 3rd through the 5th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Now kick the tires on the latest equipment brands such as John Deere, Vermeer, Kloss, and Polaris. Explore hundreds of exhibits showcasing equipment, seed, implements, irrigation, ag services, and more. Plus, experience more shopping opportunities than ever before. Free parking and admission at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier farm show for High Plains agriculture. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for details.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.